Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, sometimes when you hear a creak on the stairs, it might not be your imagination.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Thank you so much for listening. And if you have a real ghost story, we would love to hear it. If you want to call it in, call 855-853-4802 or just write it down. Send it in at realghoststoriesonline.com. If you would like to be a premium subscriber along with advanced episodes and access to the archive, all without commercials, sign up through Apple Podcasts. Try it for 3 days free there or go to patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes, Kathy Gordon. What's it like today in Oregon?
You know, it's really beautiful. I have to say it is. I know.
Every day. Why do I ask?
Even if it would be raining, I still think it's beautiful. It doesn't even matter.
Well, and the pictures are beautiful. Like, I'm walking my dog through my kind of low-rent neighborhood, and then your pictures are...
Your neighborhood is not low-rent. I love your neighborhood. It's
it is kind of low-rent. I mean, let's be real.
I don't think so. I love it.
It's just like an old neighborhood. It reminds me of it, you know, because it was... my house is 1940, so it makes me think that when they built this neighborhood, it probably wasn't even in the city limits. I think it was out a little ways because there's no curbs. Mm-hmm. Everybody has a half acre. You know, it's like these ginormous lots. So I think we might have been a little out of town or on the way edge of town or something. Mm-hmm. So it's all a lot of older homes. And some people are coming in and fixing some up. So that's good.
Yeah, no, I love your neighborhood.
But so my little neighborhood is just not all that fancy. And then Kathy posts pictures of her walking her dog, and it's like beach. This is so funny.
It is absolutely beautiful, I think, here. So, no, it is a very nice day, and nothing too much going on. My daughter-in-law, I'm staying with my son and daughter-in-law until I find a place, but... my daughter-in-law was telling me today that she had been looking for something, like a ring or something, couldn't find it. And she finally said, they have this family member who passed away. And she finally said to him, okay, you know, Tommy, please, you know, show me where this is so I can find it, whoever. And she said, and later that afternoon, there it was, just sitting right there on the counter.
Now, I do have to ask, by Tommy, do you mean her family member is Tommy, her dog?
No, it was different person.
Okay.
You know, this was like a cousin.
Because I was like, but, that is so sweet that she
But this was like a cousin.
Oh, that's actually so cool. And then she found it.
But we talk about that a lot on the show that, you know, it's kind of in that acknowledgement of, you know, then it just shows up. And, you know, sometimes I think, you know, we just find something. But a lot of times it ends up just right in the middle of the counter or right where, you know.
Exactly.
Or even in, you know what I mean? It just is like, oh, here it is. You know, and so I think it's weird. I don't know. We hear about it a lot on the show. But anyway, Britt was telling me that this morning that she'd been looking for something and there it was.
I know. And it's so weird because you've looked in that place and it was not there. And then it's like, it's mm-hmm. the weirdest feeling when then all of a sudden it is there. And it's like, no, but I looked there. I know it wasn't there.
Yeah, just kind of right in the middle of, the, you know, the kitchen counter. There it was.
I remember that happened to me years and years ago, and I don't know what the magazine was I was saving. It could have been the Princess Diana Died People magazine. I don't know what it was. But anyway, it was a magazine, and I went to show someone, like, I've got this magazine, and I've saved it, and I opened the drawer to go get it. Not there.
That is such a mom thing to do, save a magazine.
Well, I can't believe it's something I would have done then that I wouldn't do now. But so I opened the drawer. We were living in Hayes, Kansas. So it wasn't even Princess Diana. It was before that. So John Lennon or somebody, I don't know who it was. But anyway, so I opened the drawer to get it. It's not there. And then it was weeks later, I opened the same drawer and that magazine was the top thing. Like you couldn't have opened that drawer without seeing that magazine.
That is so weird, isn't it?
That's really weird. Yeah. Because it was not there.
That is so weird.
So it's weird when that stuff happens. Well, let's dive into a ghost story. And the first one says, I've always felt attuned to the supernatural. And even as a little kid, I had an extra sort of fear about ghosts and demons. Like I could sense energies that others couldn't. I'd often feel a sudden wave of dread in certain rooms or homes for reasons I couldn't explain. And the first incident happened when I was about 14 in the home where I grew up. From the day we moved in, something about the stairway made me uneasy. Makes me laugh because this was us growing up. I'd run up those steps as fast as I could at night. Ours was just at any time.
Anytime.
To avoid a lingering sense of negative energy.
Oh, I could just feel the
up or
eyes
down,
on my back.
Day or night. Ew.
Oh.
One evening, I was home alone with my sister, who was around 21 at the time. She had a boyfriend who was a real jerk and always made her cry. And all of a sudden, I heard a woman sobbing at the top of the stairs, saying things like, why would he do this to me? And why does he always hurt me? So naturally, I assumed it was my sister. Maybe she'd called a friend to vent, but it sounded like she was really upset and I didn't want to interfere. After about 20 minutes, I walked past our office and I found my sister at the computer, totally calm and definitely not crying. Confused, I'd asked if she'd been upstairs or if something had happened, and she said no. She hadn't been crying, and strangely enough, she hadn't heard anything. The crying had been so loud and so close to her location, it was weird she hadn't heard a thing. To this day, I can't explain it. It definitely wasn't coming from a TV or radio. Not long after that, another incident occurred. I'm a night owl, and it was around 3:30 a.m. I was organizing my CDs with no TV or music playing. Everyone else was asleep. My door was slightly ajar, and I could easily hear noises in the hallway. Out of nowhere, I heard a man's voice growl. Ooh, this gives me goosebumps. Get down, bitch. Then dead silence. My blood ran cold. What a creepy thing to hear when everyone else is asleep. My first thought was that someone had broken into the house and was threatening my sister. I sat there frozen for what felt like forever. Finally, I quietly closed and locked my bedroom door, still thinking someone dangerous was inside. I debated whether to call my dad on the phone or just make a run for my parents' room, and I chose to run. My dad grabbed his gun and searched the entire house, finding no one and no signs of forced entry. No one else had heard a thing. I hardly slept at all that night, and the strangest part is how the two voices, one male, one female, seemed tied together in some mysterious way. One terrified, one threatening, and both times it happened around the same staircase. The house was built by a family we know, and nothing bad ever happened there that we're aware of. We don't know the history of the land, though. My parents had the house blessed after the second incident, but I still get that prickly, dreaded feeling whenever I use those stairs. If you listen closely at night, you can hear the steps creak, almost as if someone invisible is climbing them. Thank you for letting me share my story. And stay safe. And oh, I like this. Stay safe and watch your step on the stairs. That's just so creepy. And, you know, I think she's right with the, oh, that was from Amy. I think she's right about the two voices being connected. It's almost like you're hearing her side of it, his side of it. Like, this is what was making this woman cry.
It makes a short story.
Sure does.
You know, it has all the elements of a story in it, and kind of explains the woman she heard. You know, I think she starts out by saying that she's always been attuned to the supernatural. So I think that's what explains her sister not hearing it, because Amy actually has a special, you know, ability to hear things, and the sister doesn't, right? So Amy's on the wavelength that she can hear things that other people cannot. That's why nobody heard the man's voice that night except for her. Yeah, I think she's definitely hearing something paranormal that's going on. Now, can we explain why it's going on, why it's in the house? No, there doesn't seem to be history that we can point to in this one. But she's hearing a story, and I can't help but feel that maybe this woman is crying out for help.
And don't you think?
Or was.
I mean, because there was a story in the last week or two that they really did feel like it was the ghost coming from next door, that it wasn't their house that was haunted necessarily, that the ghosts were kind of stopping by.
Well, why does it have to be located to a particular place? It seems to me like it's probably located more to the person that can hear it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, that person could hear me do this, therefore I'll be there or have that ability or whatever. It does seem to be connected in that staircase kind of situation. You know, and I get that. Like, you and I grew up with that freaking haunted staircase.
Oh my God. And it was just going up it or going down it. It was especially going down, actually. Going up it was one thing, but going down, you'd run as fast as you could down those stairs.
I can still feel somebody's eyes burning into the back of my, right between my shoulder blades.
Yeah.
Just burning in there and staring at me, up or down. It didn't matter. And we both laughed when she said she'd do it as fast as she could. We were the same way.
Mm-hmm. I know. As soon as she said that, I'm like, Kathy's going to relate to this.
And man, do I. But I feel like it has to do more with reaching out to Amy than it has to do with maybe the location.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe that's why. You know, she's hearing it and no one else is hearing it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that
makes sense,
so
right?
Creepy.
Wouldn't you do that if you were wanting somebody to tell your story?
What if it was more like a residual haunting with audio? You know, that she's hearing like something kind of repeat itself.
That happens.
You know, like it's not an intelligent haunting. It's not, you know, it's just sort of
on loop. Or
yeah. And maybe, you know,
she's getting bits of some, you know. And you're right. Why does it have to be from that house? Could be from anywhere.
Could be. And I think that, like you said, I think there's a reason why she's hearing it and they aren't hearing it.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
So it's so interesting. Well, let's go to our next story.
Hi. So basically, I freaking grew up in Arizona, and I basically had an experience where I would wake up at 3 a.m. in the morning, and I would see a little girl next to my bed. But it wouldn't be a little girl. Like, you couldn't see her clear as day, but you see an outline. It was like you see an outline of a little girl, and you could see that there's someone standing there, and it's kind of blurry where that person would be standing, but you could still see right through them. It's just blurry. It's weird. but you can still see it. Like, it was fucking clear. It was weird. But I would wake up, I would be in this deep sleep every single night for months, and I would wake up, and I would, every single night, I would, 3 a.m. in the morning, exactly, 3 a.m. in the morning, I'd look over, and I'd see this little girl. And for some reason, I would try, because my mom is really spiritual. She likes, she's Wiccan. She likes ghosts, and she likes ghost hunting and all these things, talking to ghosts and Ouija boards and stuff, but she's safe with it. I don't do that kind of stuff. I have a Ouija board, but I've never used it before. I used it like one time with a party, and my friends used it, but besides that, I've never actually really used a Ouija board. So I don't really look into that stuff because I don't believe it unless I see it. And I saw this thing, and it kind of changed my mind a little bit. So basically, I'm a fixer. There's something wrong. I see hallucinations. I go to the doctor. I went to the doctor, and I talked, and I told them what was going on. And for months, like, I was, like, freaking out. My aunt was like, don't worry about it. It's nothing. So eventually, one day, we moved out of the house. It was an old house. I was living with my aunt at the time. We moved out of that house. And my aunt brought it up one day. Oh, you seen that little girl in the night anymore? And I'm like, no, it's weird. I wake up, she'd be there for a couple minutes, and then she'd disappear, and I would just be like, whatever, I'd go back to sleep. So she told me at 3 a.m. every morning, my uncle would also wake up, and he'd hear sounds coming from the kitchen downstairs. Like, it sounded like someone was screaming. And so he would freak out. Each night it was different. Like, he told me, like, one night he said, like, someone was screaming. Another night it sounded like there was a burglar downstairs. And he'd wake up, and he's a big guy. He'd wake up, and he'd run downstairs, and he'd check, and there'd be nothing down there. Everyone in the house would be asleep. He'd see all our bedroom doors closed, and he'd think nothing of it. And a couple times he did check up on me at 3 a.m. in the morning, but it was after the whole thing would disappear. And I thought it was weird, because this was back when I was in high school, and this happened at, like, 3 a.m. in the morning. So, like, who knows? Like, what if I was tired? What if I didn't actually see anything? But it happened every night for months, only in this house. And there was no history at all whatsoever of anyone dying in this house. We looked it up. There was nobody ever injured or no rapes or, like, nothing crazy. Like, bad enough to actually have someone who died and haunt the house. So, like, we have no idea where this came from. It was so random, but that's the only experience I've ever had. And to this day, I can still see it, like, perfectly. It was, like, crazy. But, yeah, I've never had an experience besides that. And that was my only experience, and it kind of leads me to say, like, I do kind of believe in ghosts, but it's not, like, hard enough evidence to actually say, like, oh, like, I have seen a ghost, blah, 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 so I'm still kind of iffy about the ghost. Yeah. I thought you might want to hear my story, and hope you guys enjoy it. Thank you. Bye.
So what do you think about that?
Well, you know, this idea of a blurry outline kind of thing, I had exactly. Now, mine happened in the middle of the day, but I glanced over and saw a man, and we've talked about this one before, kind of in my doorway of the bedroom at the last house that I lived in. And it was that same thing. I could tell it was a man. It was a man, you know, kind of a light green shirt and blue pants or whatever. I mean, you could kind of see that, but it was blurry. It was like that kind of seeing something sort of underwater, you know, kind of sort of, but a little clearer than that. And so I get what he's talking about, that kind of, you kind of see it, but it is a little blurry. Feels to me like it's like a different dimension, right? That you're looking into, like somebody's kind of crossed over a little bit and you see them. But it's weird to me in this situation that it's happening night after night after night after night at 3 o'clock in the morning.
I know, you know? That's the weird part. That it's the same time.
Yeah, because, you know, I would think it would be more random, like something would come in. Though, we do how many stories does somebody start out by saying it was 3 o'clock in the morning?
Oh, my gosh, so many.
Right? And I don't know what it is about 3 o'clock in the morning. That does seem to be the witching hour, so to speak. But it is weird. It would go, and what I would have liked to have known is, at what point did it quit? Did it just quit when you moved? Did you guys all leave that house? Does it ever happen again? Did it only happen while you were living at that house and now it doesn't because you moved out and the people that live there, it doesn't happen anymore? Or, you know, it feels like there's a follow-up here on this one.
Yeah, so that would be nice. You know, because a lot of these, I have some questions.
Me too.
And some of them would be easier if we could just get the person on the phone and then they share the story and then we talk about it and ask the questions to that person instead of each other.
Well, and like you said, this is the only experience he's had. And it was a big one.
Mm-hmm.
As they go, like most people have small things. This one was huge. And so it was a big one. But he said, but he acted like after he left that house, it's never been in another place that that's happened to him. So my question is, does your family still live in that house? And if they do, does anything happen at all anymore?
Mm-hmm.
Or were you bringing something, you know, were you able to see something and it was bringing it in, and the uncle could hear, you know, activity going on?
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know, I find that interesting that, you know, I guess I just want the follow up.
Yeah, that would be nice
on that one. But that's quite the story to have that happen.
I always think it's interesting when people are like, yeah, I haven't really had that much happen, but this amazing story happened. I'm like, what the hell?
Well, you know, and in this situation that we have kind of a similar thing in the last one, story and the story we just had where people go, oh, there's no history in the house of anything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we can't find that anybody was hurt, that any little girl died. Amy in the story just before said the same thing. There doesn't seem to be a history of anything happening. So do we have that similar kind of feel that, you know, it's more about the person than the location? Or even though it's not happening anywhere else, it seems like this little girl was trying to connect to him.
Seems like it, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So if you have a real ghost story, we sure would love to hear it. Call it in at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you would like to be a premium subscriber and get the advanced episodes and access to the archive, all without commercials, you can sign up today through Apple Podcasts or go to patreon.com/realghoststory or ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Save big money on everything for your projects now at Menards. Plastic lattice panels are durable, low maintenance, and are easy to install. They're a great accent for deck skirting, garden trellises, and creating privacy walls. We stock a huge variety of colors and sizes to fit your project. Save big on lattice at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week.
Save big.